Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dean, the more I read about Kirstie Alley, the more impressed I am with her career. A lot more than Cheers, wasn't it?
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. I mean, she, Cheers was, of course, her big break, but also among her big breaks was when she appeared in Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, back in 1982. That was huge for her. She went on to make three Look Who's Talking movies with John Travolta, maybe not redefining cinema in any way, but they certainly were popular over the years. She was in Drop Dead Gorgeous on television. She was on Celebrity Big Brother and The Masked Singer. She did two spins in the ballroom on Dancing with the Stars, but she had a very, very long film career. She was hilarious, absolutely hilarious, coming into a tough spot replacing Diane on Cheers. Remember when Shelley Long, Chicago's very own, left the show, maybe one of the worst mistakes ever in the history of show business. But Kirstie Alley had to come into that, and she just absolutely made that role her own and won two Emmy Awards for it. She was just recently diagnosed with cancer. The family has not released specifics on what kind of cancer that it was, but she was just recently diagnosed and died yesterday, 71 years old, and her kids posted on social media that as great as she was on camera, she was even a better mom and grandmother. So very, very sad to hear, especially someone relatively young at 71.
And you had to admire how she went public with her weight issues and always maintained that great sense of humor, too.
Yeah, weight issues, drug issues.
Mm-hmm.
She held nothing back, for better or for worse. I mean, she took lots of very unpopular stands as well,
mm-hmm,
on lots of different things. And she just did not back away from things. She always spoke her mind. And, I kind of feel like whether you agree or disagree with somebody, in situations like that, you have to admire that a person is honest and, can express their point of view. And hopefully, mm-hmm, hopefully you are have enough character to, deal with that.
Yep. Stiff sentence for the man who shot Lady Gaga's dog walker.
Yeah, this is, remember that bizarre story from a few years ago where this guy named James Howard Jackson tried to steal Lady Gaga's two English, French bulldogs. He didn't know that they were Lady Gaga's dogs. He was just part of a ring that was stealing valuable dogs, and then reselling them. But he pleaded no contest to attempted murder when he tried to shoot the dog walker. He's given a 21-year sentence for that whole thing. The dogs were returned to Lady Gaga. The dog walker, whose name is Ryan Fisher, recovered from being shot, and he's all's well that ends well, I guess, except for the guy going to jail for 21 years.
Well, yeah, that's a stiff sentence, and rightly so. Neil Diamond was singing in public for the first time in a long time on Broadway, and we didn't think this was ever going to happen again, did we?
No, we sure did not, because he was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease back in, I believe it was 2017. And he retired from performance, has not performed since then. But in the meantime, they put up on Broadway one of these jukebox musicals, like they did for ABBA and the Four Seasons and, many other beautiful, the Carole King musical, where they take a catalog of songs from a particular artist and weave a storyline around them. That's what they've done with this new musical that's just opened on Broadway called Beautiful Noise. Now, the show itself, I've read probably about a half a dozen reviews, kind of getting mixed reviews, you know, from the critics there. Everyone is agreeing that the guy who plays Neil Diamond, his name is Will Svensson, is doing a great job. But the opening night crowd got quite the treat when, at the end of the show, Neil Diamond stands up in one of the, you know, the VIP boxes and gives us this. Yeah, Neil Diamond, that was opening night this past Sunday night. So if you're going to be in New York, if you're a Neil Diamond fan, you know, they're going to continue to work on the show and tweak it a little bit. But I think if you're a Neil Diamond fan, regardless, this is a show you're really going to enjoy.
And as Johnny Carson used to say to Bob Hope, I know you have to run, we have to let you go, but before we do...
I want to tell you. Johnny, I've got a special coming up on NBC.
Do you want to mention the Wrigley Field concert news?
Yeah, Morgan Wallen, the big country star, we told you last week, just booked a concert at Wrigley Field. They just added another show to that. So now Morgan Wallen, June 22nd and 23rd. These shady pre-sale things are going to go on sale starting tomorrow, but general ticket sales will start on Friday for that show.
Thank you, Dean. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, see you then.
And here's what you missed last night. Monologue highlights from Jimmy Kimmel, Stephen Colbert, and Jimmy Fallon.
Just saw that the police warned tourists to be on the lookout for pickpockets. Oh. And to everyone in the audience who just checked your pockets, it's too late now. You can never be too safe. That's why this time of year, instead of a wad, I keep all my money in crypto. That's right. Pickpockets are everywhere because nothing ruins a week of $200 Broadway tickets and $12 pretzels like getting ripped off. You know what I'm saying? Hey, here's some good news for the holidays. After more than a year of record inflation, it looks like prices are finally starting to go down. So take that, annoying people who finish all their Christmas shopping in November. We win. Guys, get this. Following a pause during the pandemic, the Catholic Church has reintroduced handshakes during Mass. Really?
Wow. Peace be with you.
Oh, wow. Yep, shaking hands at church, or as Mike Pence calls it, going all the way. Hey, guys, I heard about a tattoo removal studio in London that's lasering off Kanye West tattoos for free. That's great. You just walk in and say, make my yay a nay.
Ye has been on a bit of a not-so-beautiful, dark-twisted, anti-Semitic fantasy tour, culminating on Thursday when he tweeted an image of a swastika inside the Star of David and was suspended from Twitter. But he's still welcome on the pro-Nazi social media platform, Twitler. On the same day he was kicked off Twitter a second time, Kanye went on the Alex Jones hate fest wearing a black mask, and he had a strange disagreement with Alex.
I'm just saying, I don't like Nazis, and I don't like what some of the mafias are doing either.
I like Hitler.
Wow. That is upsetting, and it's got to be the worst career-ending segue into a commercial break ever. Reminds me of Cronkite's famous sign-off.
And that's the way it is. I kill drifters for fun, and now a word from Smucker's Jelly.
I have some exciting college football news to share. On December 17th at SoFi Stadium here in Los Angeles, the Washington State Cougars will face the Fresno State Bulldogs in the second annual Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl. This is a real bowl game. The idea that this has somehow cheapened the tradition of college football presenting sponsors, we violated the sanctity of the Duke's Mayo Bowl and the ReliaQuest Bowl and the Orlando Cheez-It Bowl, please. And by the way, there have been a number of outlets referring to this game as the L.A. Bowl and leaving my name out of it. I will be suing those people. I have a stack of subpoenas going out tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. If you would like to join us at the game, tickets for the 2022 Jimmy Kimmel L.A. Bowl presented by Stiefel on Saturday, December 17th, can be had at labowlgame.com. Wait a minute. They left my name off the website. I will be suing them, too. I'm suing my own bowl game.
And now a word from Smucker's Jelly. I don't remember Cronkite saying that, do you?